Okay, how to fix the mind on Krishna. This was the topic of my class today. So I didn't get to speak on it at all.
Yeah.
Actually, there are standard processes and there are individualized processes. The standard processes are chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the deities. We talk about ABCD, Association of Devotees, books, chanting and deity worship. Deity worship also includes offering our food to Krishna and taking the prasad. So this is the standard process. Now, we all need to follow the standard process, and through this we connect our mind with Krishna. While doing this, we can also observe for ourselves what is it that enables us to connect with Krishna very naturally, very easily. So some of us may be musically oriented. So we find some musical rendition of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, bhajans, that is what attracts us very much. Some of us may be more visually oriented. So if there is some very beautiful picture of the deities of Krishna, but that when we observe, we feel very prayerful, we feel very connected with Krishna. So then, whatever is that connects us with Krishna, we need to make that readily accessible for ourselves. So keep the if the kirtans very easily available, keep the pictures very easily available. Some of us may be very verbally oriented, so then we may like to note down some quotes, memorize some verses, do that. So find out how our mind gets attracted to Krishna easily. And that is, in the language of Bhakti Sama Sindhu, it is called Uddipan. Uddipan is spiritual stimulus. You know, earlier I talked about triggers. I was talking about material or sensual triggers. Some things trigger material desires within us. But like that, we also have spiritual triggers. You can find out what is it that triggers our thoughts to go quickly towards Krishna. And then as we come to know more and more of that, we expose ourselves to those more. We do the standard practices, but along with that, we take the responsibility of doing this, of exposing ourselves to this customized stimuli which are specifically attractive to us, more and more. And by that, we will get a taste for Krishna. And once the taste for Krishna comes in one activity, gradually it will spread to other activities. So, the important thing in fixing the mind on Krishna is that we should never give up. Just keep trying. Fixing the mind on Krishna is not like digital logic. It's not one or zero. It's more like analog progression. Now, even if a mind is not entirely fixed on Krishna, as compared to earlier, it's much more attractive towards Krishna. And as we keep doing this more and more, the mind will become more and more attracted towards Krishna. At some time or the other, the mind will realize, yeah, I'm getting so excited about this thing. It is not worth getting so excited about. I should just focus on Krishna. I should just start practicing bhakti more and more. When the mind gets it, then our bhakti will become joyful. Till that time, there will be struggle because there is an inner battle. But we just keep doing it again and again. Treat the mind like a child. Mother knows that the child is not going to stay fixed even if I want the child to stay fixed. Mother tells the child, study. And the mother can't expect that I'll go and do my housework. I come back after one hour, the child will be studying over there. The mother has to keep coming and watching back. Hey, child, are you doing something else? No, I can study now. So like that, what we have to do is, we have to treat the mind like a child. And we have to become like the mother, like a parent. Like, we have to be intelligent. Unfortunately, what happens is, we become the child of the child. That means the mind wants to do something. Hey, what are you doing? Let me do it also. And we start doing it. So we have to be a little careful about that. And that's why if we study the philosophy regularly, then we remember the need to fix the mind. And then repeatedly just keep getting the mind back wherever it goes. Gradually it will become attracted to Krishna and then it will become absorbed in Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.